Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. And we are so stoked that the Rock Girls have got a new partnership with the folks at Mary's Place. And if you don't know about Mary's Place, man, you know the homeless situation is a tough one. And yeah, there are kids on the streets. And Mary's Place, what they do is they provide safe, inclusive shelter services for women, children, families here in the Pacific Northwest. It's a good thing. Rock Girls and Mary's Place together getting it done. Would you like to donate? You want to get more information? Go to KISW.com or visit Mary'sPlaceSeattle.org.
Let's play B Mix.
It's time to play the game. Yeah. So everybody scream his name. B Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa! B Mix, you're a loser.
It is time to B Mix. It is time to pump it up for Monday. Pump it up, baby. Time to get pumped.
That's right, man.
A little OC with the EC.
The what?
Yeah.
The OOOC.
That was Mud Honey
with the EC.
Oh, then that was not OC. And it was actually should have been OS, not OC.
That was RB with the MH.
That's what it is.
That's what he's talking about.
Reboot with the Mud Honey.
Oh, it's like it. WTF?
Yeah. 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 And I was thinking of the Old Country Buffet, to be honest with you. The OCB.
We should all just STFU.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Danny and Puyallup to take on local celebrity Steve Miggs. Danny, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Up for grabs, tickets for you and three of your buds to Monster Energy Supercross. That's happening at CenturyLink Field on March 23rd. Go to KISW.com for all the details. And if you want to get tickets, they're available now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Danny will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Danny, you can pass all you want, but you will only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
What is the better known name of the casino card game 21?
Blackjack.
Yes. What type of animal is Looney Tunes fictional character Foghorn Leghorn?
A rooster.
Yes. What is the three-letter airport code for the Los Angeles International Airport?
LAX.
Yes. Which state is located between Wisconsin and North Dakota?
Illinois.
No.
Ohio.
No.
Ooh, Michigan.
No. What is the name of the monster in Stranger Things?
Demogorgon.
Yes. Which person conceived the theory called natural selection?
Darwin.
Yes. Which Broadway musical broke the record for Tony nominations in 2016?
Cats.
No.
Newsies.
No.
Shoot, bats.
The first episode of Rick and Morty aired in what year of the early 2010s?
2011.
No.
2012.
No.
2010.
No.
Oh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct.
Oh, dang, man.
Started real strong.
Yeah.
Got about middle of the road.
Ah, oh, that Rick and Morty guy.
It's Monday.
It's right. It is Monday. You might be having a case of it, but so might Steve.
Yeah.
Very well. I mean,
his ego was bruised last night.
Yeah, man. He had all that tweeting to do in the ring. I mean, he's tired.
Don't tweet during the game, Steve, all right?
Okay, fine. It'll be hard to do while blindfolded, Draft.
The next Bird Box challenge.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, really.
Are you ready?
Yes! Yes!
All right, Daniel.
Yes!
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
What is the better known name of the casino card game 21?
Blackjack.
Yes. What type of animal is Looney Tunes fictional character Foghorn Leghorn?
He is a rooster.
Yes. What is the three-letter airport code for the Los Angeles International Airport?
LAX.
Yes. Which state is located between Wisconsin and North Dakota?
South Dakota.
No.
Damn it.
Montana.
No. Oh.
Minnesota.
Yes. What is the name of the monster in Stranger Things?
Lego.
No.
Seven.
No.
Crap.
Bird Box.
No.
Bird Box.
Which person conceived the theory called natural selection?
Danny V.
No.
Darwin.
Yes. Which Broadway musical broke the record for Tony nominations in 2016?
What?
Which Broadway musical?
Hamilton.
Yes.
Nice.
The first episode of Rick and Morty aired in what year of the early
2010s? 2011.
No.
2010.
No.
2012.
No.
Damn it.
General Motors was founded in which state?
Detroit. Oh, Michigan. Michigan. I said Michigan. Give me
come on.
Fine. Well, don't. That's fine.
I won't give it to you.
Maple.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You still win 6-5.
Sorry, Danny.
Sorry, Danny.
You guys have a good morning.
You too, buddy.
You too.
It was close. It was so close.
It was.
And Danny, you know, Danny knew Demogorgon, so I thought for sure he had a shot.
Hamilton was the deciding factor there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What the hell is a Demogorgon?
That was the name of the monster in Stranger Things. Was the Demogorgon. Gorgon.
Did they address that, his name or that name, during the first season?
Sort of inadvertently, yes.
Oh, okay. I mean, it was the name that the kids gave him because they played Dungeons & Dragons, and that's a big monster in the D&D world.
They were getting ready to face off against the Demogorgon in their D&D game, so it just transferred to them calling it that in the quote-unquote real life.
Yeah. Yeah, because I mean, I watched season one, but I never watched season two, and I don't remember that. But then again, sometimes I'm playing on my phone tweeting. When I'm watching,
you haven't watched season two yet.
No, I haven't gotten around to it. And it's not because I didn't like, I love season one, and I've heard good things about season two.
I liked it a lot, yeah.
Season three is coming in July.
Yep, July, just in time for Independence Day.
I feel like I'm too far removed at this point.
No, man, it's still out there. You can still watch it.
But I don't know if I remember much.
I don't. They always. I feel like they always do like the recap when the new season hits with any Netflix show. So I think you should be fine.
Nice.
Yeah, or you could just literally like watch a 5-minute video on YouTube and get all of it if you wanted to.
I could do that as well. I guess I got to put a little homework into it, but I could do that.
I was like, Millie Bobby Brown did a whole rap on what happened in season one, so you can just watch that and you'll be fine.
I did hear that once.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Steve's going to do none of that.
All right. Congratulations, Steve. Wow. You won with 6 correct on Beat Mix.
Nice job, Stevie. 206-421-ROCK. Caller number 6, 206-421-ROCK. You are a winner. So I got scientists at the University of St. Andrews in Scotland just created a contact lens that allows you to shoot laser beams from your eyes. Steve, the robots will not take us over because we will have laser beam contact lenses. We'll defeat them.
What the hell is happening?
I know, it's so sci-fi.
How are we going to shoot? That doesn't sound like it's going to be good for your eyes.
Listen, my friend, if there's a robot trying to kill me, you know what? I'll deal with it.
How strong are these lasers, and what can you do with them?
They're actually low-powered laser light, and they'll be used for, and I love this, to scan a barcode. You know how we use our phones right now to scan all those VR and all those VR things? So you'll be able to do it with your eyes. I don't know what that means. Will it show up like a display in front of your eyes? Like it'll be,
or does it get put into your brain?
Yeah, man. Dude. Yeah, so that's what it's going to be used for now. And they only work when you shine a laser over on them, which I can't believe shining a laser into your eyes to power the laser contact lenses to shoot a laser back out. All of that I can't think is, I don't know how that's good for your eyes.
I mean, it sounds like this could be helpful when I'm getting dressed in the middle of the night so I don't wake my wife up.
Yeah, but what if you accidentally fry her or something? I mean, seriously.
Laser off her feet? Sorry, baby, about your feet.
Yeah, you go, honey, you look really good. Oh, my God, you're dead. Sorry.
This is, I don't get why we need this.
because Madison Avenue wants to sell you stuff. And if you can just look at something and buy it, think about it. Right now, we have Amazon Instant. That's how instant gratification we are.
Right.
And I just saw a great article from a Generation Z girl who said, guess what? We don't care if they have our information. We're actually
we can get
cool
our stuff
it.
Quick.
Yeah. She said, we're a generation that's been born in this digital age. So if their instant gratification, imagine you just look at something and you buy it. Think of you're walking through the store and you'll have all they'll have on the big sign, the price and the UPC symbol, really a big symbol, that you look at that symbol and you buy it. That's insane. And with, I mean, that's tough to control your impulses if, in fact, that technology will exist.
It's bad enough knowing my PayPal information so I don't have to get off the couch to buy things.
Yeah.
Like, if all of a sudden I could just use my eyes to buy things.
I know.
I don't understand how that's going to work and how this is healthy.
I know, man. And imagine if people
One person says, Skynet is coming.
Skynet is coming.
Another person says, I put my eye contacts in backwards, LOL. Well, that might hurt your eye.
Oh, that would be a really bad thing. All of a sudden, you'd be burning yourself up. They're saying that they came out with this information. I think it was really cool because they even cited with this release of information. They said, yes, it'll be like superheroes with lasers in their eyes. They put that in the report.
Well, that's the way to sell it.
Yeah.
Wow, dude.
Laser tag would be awesome, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don't you have to have anything? You don't have to use hands. You just shoot each other with your eyes.
Yeah, and everybody has their own little barcode on them. So if your eyes hit the barcode, you know you shot them.
That's the only reason why I think it's worth having.
Okay.
Is to play laser tag.
We found it.
With your eyes.
But think about that, though. You could be at the bar, and you could look at the barcode of a beer, and they bring one to you. You don't even have to have anybody talk.
If you're drunk, your aim's going to suck. Next thing you know, you just got a shot of tequila, and all you wanted was some manis.
Oh, that's a good point. You got to be good. Yeah, you got to be careful.
I'm really excited for this, just for the cat implications. Being able to shoot lasers from my eyes and have the cats chase it around. This is outstanding.
No.
See, I like our reasons for wanting this. You want so you can play with your cats. I want it for laser tag.
Oh, we don't need that. We already have laser pointing idiots that try to like bring down planes.
Yeah.
I don't need somebody looking up in the sky.
That's next.
Yeah, I don't need that. Okay, I've decided I don't want this tag.
What do you want to use it for, Vicky?
I'm totally wondering, aside from shopping and everything, I'm trying to think how like the dating scene would be like. Like, instead of just kind of flipping through Tinder, it's like, if you can look at someone's eyes, could I immediately find their page and kind of do an in-person like or something?
Oh, that's very
it's like
interesting.
I'm swiping right now that I'm looking at you.
Whoa. Or just be careful. If the laser's on, they'll know that you're not looking at them and you're fixated on their package.
Right.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A sheriff's department in Alabama had some splaining to do when they accidentally ordered 24,000 extra rolls of toilet paper.
Yeah, that happened.
How many did they mean to order, I wonder?
Wouldn't it be great if it was 24?
Yeah, that would be insane. They mistakenly spent $22,000 on toilet paper and another $9,000 for 450 cases of trash bags.
Well, that makes sense.
But the problem is that they only have a $15,000 budget for their entire janitorial supplies for the year.
Oh.
So I don't think they needed $9,000 worth of trash bags and $22,000 worth of toilet paper. I don't think they needed that.
Because you ever do that, like, where you're like, you do something on your phone and it's like a PayPal and it's like you want to send somebody like $30 and then you start typing, you fat thumb it, and then you're like, wait, I'm about to send them $300.
Nope.
Oh, yeah. I almost sent somebody, I almost gave somebody a $3,000 tip.
Oh, way to go, Dave Grohl.
Yeah, that's right, buddy. And I was trying to be nice because I, you know, we play at Mox a lot, and you stay at the table for a long time. And I don't order nearly enough food if it were a regular restaurant.
Right.
So I always try to leave a nicer tip. And then I was like, whoa.
Oh, 3,000's a nice tip.
I told her, I go, you almost just got a ridiculous tip.
Wait, you told her that?
Yeah.
Oh, you tease. Well, I almost gave you $3,000.
Well, she could see it. Did they give you the screen to look at?
Oh.
And so I'm typing it in, and I go, whoa. And I looked at her, I go, you almost got a crazy tip here. I gotta fix that. I like you and everything. But $3,000.
Yeah, you're not worth that.
Sorry. I mean, if I had it, you'd be worth it. Yeah.
That would be awkward if you did it and then you had to come back and say, hey, that tip I gave, that was a mistake.
So you asked, like, how much toilet paper do they really need? According to these guys, when they realize their mistake, Steve, it said that they have to figure out how to store an extra 2 years' worth of toilet paper, so they only need a third of that.
Whoa.
That's still a lot of toilet paper.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, yeah, so they've got 2 years extra of toilet paper they don't have to worry about. They just got to figure out where to put it.
Or just hire more ladies.
Oh, because they put it on the seat a lot.
No, I don't know about you guys, but do you not notice that? I feel like women use toilet paper way more than dudes.
Yeah. Well,
I'm just thinking about my house, man.
Well, that makes sense.
It would take me forever to restock my toilet paper. And now, it's like all the time.
But it makes sense. You know why.
Well, yeah, I don't need to have that lesson, but I'm just saying.
Oh, okay, yeah.
If you want to go through more toilet paper, you might as well hire more women.
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay. Because they,
that's
yeah.
sexist of me.
Yeah. Well, they just
shut
use.
Shut up, Vicky.
Yeah, it's very sexist. But you're right, because men don't always use toilet paper every time they go to the bathroom, and women do.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, it was funny because you're like, I don't know if you guys realize this, but women, when you get a woman in your life, that's why I was explaining to you, because I wasn't sure you understood, because I think we all know that women are always using toilet paper.
Well, why? They don't poop, so I mean, I don't understand why they need all that toilet paper.
It's for makeup.
Oh, okay.
And for stuffing her brows.
I can't tell if you're kidding me or if you really don't know.
I know they have to do that.
Wow. That was a vivid visual I just encountered right there.
Sometimes I feel like I got to do a visual to prove that I'm not stupid.
I think that statement proves everything
Happy
we need.
Monday.
Yeah.
Quote of the day.
All right.
Now it's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Okay, if you would like to talk to us about this, because, again, we want to know, based on the sheriff's department who mistakenly ordered 24,000 extra rolls of toilet paper, we want to know, what was your on-the-job screw-up? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Let's go to Wyatt and Renton. Wyatt, you are on the rock.
Hello.
Hello, Wyatt. Welcome to the show. How about you? What was your big on-job screw-up?
All right, so I have an employee about a year ago that was actually one of the main bosses at that time. And she, we had a Brinks delivery pickup for $100,000 that day. And basically what happened was we had a security guard come in fully dressed up, and he had a badge on and everything, but just a regular security badge. And she went ahead and grabbed $100,000 and took the bag out and pulled him aside and brought him in the back and everything and had him start signing for the $100,000. And he's thinking he won a prize or something. But, you know, luckily he was an honest person, and he was like, I'm a security guard. And yeah, luckily we caught it before he got the $100,000 prize, basically.
And it was a cash? So was it basically untraceable? Like, if he just took it, he had it?
Yes, it was stacks of bricks of cash. They were all rubber band up in plastic bags ready to go.
Oh, what? Oh. Oh, that's nuts.
Yeah. And it would have been just handing it over to him and walking to his car and driving away.
Well, that's
never see him again.
Does she still work for you, fine folks?
Unfortunately, she does not.
Yeah, that would be fortunately then, actually, I think.
Talk about retirement right there.
Yeah.
Peace.
Oh, yes.
Well, let's go to Stefan. Is it Stefan? Yeah, Stefan in Seattle. You are on the rock.
Hola.
Hola, Steph, hola. Don't forget the men's room. Afternoon's right here on the rock. What you got for us, buddy?
All right. So a couple of years ago, I'm working at a paint store.
Yes, sir.
And they fired me, so it was Sherwin-Williams.
Oh, all right.
Anyway, these guys ordered in about 80 gallons of this specialized paint product for a hospital that someone was painting.
Okay.
And this stuff is super expensive because it actually, like, kills bacteria in the air.
Oh.
So it's like $1,000 for like 5 gallons of paint.
Oh, I didn't know they had a kind of paint like that for hospitals. Wow.
I guess it's called microbial paint or something.
Damn, I never heard of such a thing. Now, maybe that's why. I always thought, like, why don't they make these hospitals look a little better with the paint job? But I didn't know that they got the special paint.
I didn't know it existed.
Yeah, it's like super hardcore.
$1,000 a gallon, you said? It's $1,000 a gallon?
For a 5 gallon bucket.
For a 5 gallon bucket, okay.
Yeah, so we have 80 gallons basically coming on a pallet. I use the manual forklift. I go under the pallet. I pick it up. I'm backing out, and I hear it crack.
Oh.
80 gallons. I see, like, slow motion tip off of the pallet onto the ground.
Oh, yeah. Well, the good news is none of you are going to get sick, apparently, though. That's the good news.
Yeah, but the sidewalks are bacteria-free.
That's the...
So did you get fired for that reason?
No, I got fired a year later for a fake sexual harassment claim.
Oh, wow. Damn, dude.
She just didn't like me, and she thought I was going to be her boss in the next month or so, which I could have been.
Damn, dude, that's a tough one. Well, I have
fun sending those wiener pics to Danny. I'm shocked that you would have been accused of sexual harassment.
Yeah, hello.
Just kidding. Wow.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Oh, my biggest screw-up also involves dumping a bunch of stuff on the ground. When I worked at the restaurant, we'd make barbecue sauce by like gallons and gallons of it every day.
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, it was good. But the thing was, these things were heavy. Mm-hmm. So I thought, I'm like, I've carried them plenty of times, but I was trying to pull it off the top shelf once and hold it kind of with my hand in the bottom of it.
Yeah,
my hand wasn't strong enough for it.
Please tell me it dipped on you like the movie Carrie, but
not
instead of blood.
It was all up the front of me. I didn't get any of my hair. But it came down on my front, my stomach, my shoes. It was in my shoes and all over the walk-in. And then I had to like walk up to the chef with my tail between my legs and be like, Chef Adam, I spilt the barbecue sauce. He's like, damn it, Vicky.
Was it all gone? Like
we had another tray of it, but that's a lot of money and a lot of time.
Can you just wring out your shirt onto some like chicken?
I could have.
Okay.
But I don't think they would have liked
it. Gross!
I don't know. Some people pay to have that done. There are videos out there with that.
It was at the end of my shift, too, and I felt bad, so I had to stay and clean.
Oh.
I could have made the other guy do it, but I didn't.
If you made the other guy do it, you're the worst person in the world.
Yeah. You really are. Yeah. You got to stay and clean that mess up.
How about this texture? I work at a large warehouse retailer, and it was my job to order inventory, and it was new for an event, and I ordered 6 months' worth of sliced cheese.
Oh,
I'm just lucky that they had a long shelf life because we had a store it. We were taking truckloads of cheese at the time.
Oh, man. That's the sucky part about doing stuff like that. Back when I worked in the supermarket, we had to estimate. You know, nowadays with the scanners and the UPC codes, you pretty much there's no way you really can't overorder. You know, because it comes in so quick that you know you get exactly what you need. But we didn't have those then, so you had to estimate. And so they had me go do this new supermarket. It was a grand opening, and I thought, okay, it's a bigger supermarket than the one I'm used to. It's a grand opening. I think we're probably going to need a lot more. So I ordered a lot of dog food. I was in charge of the dog food aisle. Oh, dude, they were so pissed at me. Half of the back room was filled with dog food because they're like, what is wrong with you? I go, I don't know. I don't know why. I've never done a grand opening before. And they go, and they were just like, the whole truck. They go, this whole truck is you. You're an idiot. This whole truck is all dog food.
They didn't fire you, though.
No, they didn't fire me. They didn't let me order anymore, though.
Sounds like a win-win.
They gave me the crap jobs. I mean, they didn't fire me, but they might as well have.
Unlike the awesome jobs like ordering dog food.
Well, you know, for the hierarchy in the supermarket, if they send you out shagging grocery carts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's pretty much what they did. And I lived in a winter climate, so it was like.
I was going to say, yeah, in the summer, that's like the best gig ever.
Yeah. That was bad. That was very bad.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I can't afford to pay my bills, how am I going to afford attorneys and bankruptcy fees?
You know, one of the things people ask me all the time as a bankruptcy lawyer is that how am I going to pay all these fees and costs because I'm here because I can't afford to pay my bills? And of course, we understand that. I mean, being in the bankruptcy field. But, you know, one of the things to remember is that if you decide, once you make the decision to file bankruptcy, you can stop paying on all of the creditors that are going to be included in the bankruptcy. And those are the funds that you can use that you have been paying your creditors to pay your attorney fees and court costs to get your case filed. And once your case is filed, you're not going to have most of those payments anymore.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.